Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
This week brought to you by Woo More Play, Psychic Source, Gilead, and TrueCar.
Live from Los Angeles, it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton.
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Baby Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He is Perez. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm giddy, but I'm also so exhausted. I just had two weekend trips back to back. And that takes a lot out of you, especially with kids. I went away to the Central Coast area, but not just the Central Coast. I also explored the Central Inland area, and I had never been on my own that far up in a car. And it was one of the best weekends of my life. I went to Hearst Castle, which I had heard of before, and I was like, oh, whatever. You know, I've seen a lot of impressive buildings, but I was truly blown away by it. It was a project that this guy, William Randolph Hearst, spent decades creating. And what blew me away was I thought it was going to be really fancy things, but it wasn't that. It was, this guy was so rich and he loved Europe so much that after World War I, he paid a lot of money to churches and towns in Europe to import roofs, to import fireplaces. So his mansion, Castle on the Hill, is made of pieces of Europe. It's wild. It was amazing. I went all over. I went to a winery.
I saw you in Paso Robles. I saw you at, you were at Turley. I saw, that's my favorite vineyard of, out of all of it. There's so many vineyards. I couldn't believe you were my favorite one and you took a picture of it. I was blown away.
Well, I saw that, but I thought you meant Paso Robles. I didn't think that was literally your favorite vineyard.
That's my favorite wine.
Really?
Turley. Yeah. I love it up. We go up there. I've been to Hearst. It's a beautiful place. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't love the winery just because they only have red wines there. And I'm not a big red. Well, first of all, I'm not a big wine drinker, period. But I still enjoyed it. And it was fun for me to have a little dad time. I also went to one of the best restaurants I've ever been to in my life. If you make it up there again with your girlfriend, you need to go to Lynn's restaurant in Cambria.
Okay.
Oh my God. Thank God it was a cheat day. Oh, I loved it. My kids loved it. And it was a great way to celebrate my son's birthday. He turned 6. And we got back today, and I gave him his big birthday present.
Okay.
Which he didn't love.
Really?
At first, because it wasn't a traditional birthday present for a 6-year-old.
Right.
I gave him a piano.
Oh, you suck. Should have got him like a fire truck or something cool like that.
No, man. I was trying to outsmart him. This is the thinking behind me positioning the piano as a birthday present. I wanted to make it so exciting and cool that he would want to use it and practice as much as possible.
Well, did you sign him up for lessons already?
Oh, yeah. No, he's been taking lessons for...
Then he plays. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that he was playing already. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. He's been taking lessons for 6 months, I would say. Five months in September. But he started crying. he wasn't thrilled. But then he played it, and then he loved it.
Good.
He's like, wow, I didn't know what it could do, because it was not a cheap piano, let me tell you something. Oh my god. We also had Valentine's Day since the last podcast. Are you a Valentine's Day kind of guy?
No.
Did you get your girlfriend anything?
Yes.
But you're not a Valentine's Day kind of guy.
We are not Valentine's Day type people. Look, we do our thing. Yes, we do our thing. But I wouldn't say we blow it out or anything. I mean, we go to dinner before. We cook dinner the night of. We exchange little gifts, things like that.
Well, you are a Valentine's Day guy then.
Yeah, but no, I think Valentine's Day kind of guys are flowers to work, the box of chocolates, the petals all over the place. Come on, I'll puke before I do that.
Where did you get your girlfriend?
She got a massage. And a whole package.
Ooh, that is a good gift.
Yeah, I know you like that.
I would love that.
That and a candle, and you're putting out.
Oh, man, that is a good gift. I think I've said this before. I hate flowers.
With you. They just die. What's
exactly,
the point?
Exactly. Yeah. Or chocolate. I don't want chocolate either. A massage, like you mentioned. That's a great. Have you given to her a massage before for Valentine's Day?
Yes. It's almost a yearly thing. She loves it so much. So. Yeah.
I like spicing it up and changing things. But you know what? If it's a good gift, it's a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good gift. Mm-hmm. You know what else is a good gift too?
What?
Woo More Play.
Oh, yeah. It's a great gift.
If you don't know what Woo More Play is, ladies and gentlemen, this is lube on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could use it for massage.
Mm-hmm.
It is a personal lubricant that will enhance all aspects of your life, not just for self-pleasure, but pleasuring others.
Mm-hmm.
They have got the best ingredients. It's made from organic coconut oil,
mm-hmm.
vanilla essence, beeswax, and let me tell you something. They also have stevia in it. You know what that is?
It's like a sugar substitute.
So you can eat this.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what? What do you mean you ate it?
It's edible. I mean, I wouldn't put it on a cupcake. I wouldn't use it as a frosting, but you could if you wanted to. It tastes great. Don't ask.
All right. Well, you brought. All right.
Don't ask.
All right. And you vouch for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes, I do.
You too can get more play at Woo. moreplay.com. That's W-O-O, moreplay.com. The PHP listeners will get 10% off by entering Perez at the checkout. That's woomoreplay.com and code Perez at checkout. And also check them out on social media at woomoreplay. There is only one place we can really start things today.
Okay.
And that is Jussie Smollett, the Empire actor. All right. I believe that we spoke about this on the podcast a few podcasts ago.
We did?
Maybe not last week, but maybe the week before that.
That's right.
It happened a while ago. And when the reports first surfaced, I believed this guy. I had no reason to doubt him. I right away came to his defense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just backtrack, okay?
Okay.
In January, this guy claimed that he was attacked at 2 a.m. outside or near his apartment building, outside of a subway, and that they threw bleach on him and physically punched him and put a noose around his neck, a rope. And then he went to the police. Then he refused to turn over his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did turn over his cell phone information, but a lot of it was tampered with or redacted, or it wasn't a full handing over.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started to get information about possible suspects. And that's when things went from, I'd say, 30 to 100 real mm-hmm. quick.
Very fast.
Yeah. And the suspects are no longer considered suspects. And the very latest is that these two brothers, whom, by the way, are not Nigerian, They have since spoken on the record saying, on the record, that they were born in Chicago, that they're American citizens, that they are not Trump supporters, and that they are not homophobic.
And they're not Caucasian either, right?
Yeah, they're two black Chicagoans, one of whom also was Jussie Smollett's personal trainer, and both of whom also worked on the set of Empire as extras. So they had a relationship with him. And then it turns out that according to leaks from the department, which basically I'm pretty sure it's the department's rep speaking off the record, because even CNN is reporting it. CNN and CBS local, ABC local in Chicago, news stations, not, you know, tabloids or anything, said that the brothers that knew Jussie were paid by him to stage this attack. Reports also claim that they even rehearsed it before it happened, that they got paid $3,500 to do this.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. The brothers even have receipts of them buying the rope and buying the
bleach.
Yeah, there are receipts.
Oh, no.
The Chicago Police Department is frustrated because after they interviewed these two brothers on Thursday or Friday, I think their house was raided last Wednesday, and then Thursday or Friday, they were taken in and interviewed, and then they were released sometime shortly thereafter. Since Friday, they have been trying to sit down with Jussie Smollett, and he has not made himself available. His lawyer, however, says that Jussie, who is standing by his story, has been, quote, further victimized by new accusations that he faked the attack.
Okay.
And the very, very latest is that the brothers told authorities that Jussie staged all of this and orchestrated it because sometime, I believe also in early January, he got a letter mailed to him on the set of Empire that was some racist letter, allegedly. He may have sent that to himself for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that letter did not get a big enough response. So he was upset about that.
He had to up the ante. Look, this goes back to a million conversations that we've had, and you always kind of get on me for not believing the victim all of the time. You got to believe them. I'll listen to them, but I reserve the right not to believe anybody. I just think that's a safer way to go. Because when I heard this story, forget about even when the two brothers got involved, it all set off my bullshit detector. Just 2 o'clock in the morning, going to Subway, happened to be on the phone with his agent. Guys were walking around with a cup of bleach and a noose, and they were Trumpers. And what, they're looking for this guy? How would they even know who he is? It's cold in Chicago. He's bundled up. He, you know, what are they, Empire fans? The whole thing smelled like shit for me from day one. It was all bullshit. It just sounded like bullshit to me, and it still sounds like bullshit, but I'll still go back and say I wasn't there. I don't know what did or didn't happen, but I feel badly that last week or 2 weeks ago when we talked about this, I really wanted to say, boy, this stinks, but I didn't. I said, you know what? I'm going to give the quote victim the right. I'm going to try. And I try. And God damn it, it blows up in my face. I should have just opened my mouth and said what I thought then.
I'm not going to let this change how I approach these situations, because this is, well, first of all, it's an instance where we have two people claiming one thing and one person claiming another. Mm-hmm. And there is, as of now, no video, no concrete proof, although the brothers do have receipts. So I'm inclined to believe them over the actor. But at this moment, the police have not confirmed anything. They have not either filed charges. So he is still technically considered a victim and not a suspect. He does face multiple years behind bars for filing a false police report, which in the state of Illinois, I read, is considered a felony. Up to 3 years in jail. It's unlikely he will serve any jail time.
Yeah, he'll just get some probation or something stupid for that.
You know, I would say that 9 times out of 10, when somebody makes these kinds of allegations, they are telling the truth. You know, this is the rare instance where it seems like somebody lied. Mm-hmm. And so many people are scratching their heads saying, why? Well, there was one motive that I just mentioned a little bit ago, and that was, oh, he was unhappy that that response to the racist letter didn't get more of a reaction. Mm-hmm. But also, it could have just been many things. It could have been mental illness. It could be drugs. It could be politically motivated. It could very well, damn, just be boredom. Mm-hmm. You know, there could be many reasons why he allegedly did this.
Everything you said makes sense.
And I think that he should get charges pressed against him. I think, well, the hard thing is like, if I'm Fox, I'm not going to fire him unless he's found guilty of something or unless he confesses. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the likelihood of him confessing or being found guilty. Yeah. They may not even take it to trial. Who knows? Because there may not be sufficient evidence. It's unfortunate for so many people for so many reasons. It's also unfortunate for real victims of crimes.
Sure.
When somebody allegedly fakes it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying that's what he did, even though I think that's what he did. Okay.
Let's also say it's unfortunate to the police department. I mean, a lot of their time is wasted assholes doing things like this. And I'm not saying he did it, but there are assholes that do things like this. And those people are assholes if they did indeed do them. But imagine how good they are at their job that they track this whole thing down back to the apartment to where they bought the noose and the bleach or whatever. Hats off to the cops. That's pretty impressive if you ask me.
And they are real busy these days, the Chicago Police Department.
You think?
Not just with Justice Smollett.
That city's a mess.
I know, but, you know, with all of the gun violence there, and also with all of the R. Kelly drama, they're investigating that, and there has been a development in the R. Kelly drama. Remember that Michael Avenatti guy? Mm-hmm. The lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who was also toying with potentially running for president. He claims that last year he started to represent an R. Kelly alleged victim and that he came into possession of an alleged sex tape with R. Kelly with an allegedly underage girl, all of these allegeds. Mm-hmm. And that this alleged sex tape of R. Kelly with a then 14-year-old girl is not the one that we all know of. It's a new one. So, you know, maybe that could be the so-called smoking gun that will finally get R. Kelly in jail. But he claims, this lawyer, Michael Avenatti, that he presented this video to the authorities in Chicago a while ago, which is interesting, because that never leaked up until now when he leaked it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Speaking of crimes, or alleged crimes, I should say.
Of course.
Yeah. That pedophile Tekashi, he is more likely than not going to get out of jail and serve no jail time.
Wow.
He has continued to, according to reports, snitch and give a ton of information on criminal activity from his gang in New York.
Are you reporting this from New Mexico right now?
No, I'm constantly on the move. I have now moved to North Dakota.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I am in Fargo now. It's real cold.
It's very cold.
My mom is miserable here. But he has been offered witness protection to go into the witness protection program. Hello. His tattoos are a dead giveaway. What are you going to do about all those tattoos?
Long sleeves.
They're
face
all
mask.
Over his face. He was facing, 40 to 50 years behind bars, and he's going to serve nothing now. Lucky break for him. Maybe Ryan Adams will be lucky as well. The FBI is investigating Ryan Adams for a similar incident like R. Kelly's. According to the New York Times, Ryan Adams was sexting an underage girl and encouraging this underage girl to send him inappropriate photos and video when she was, I think, 14?
I think it was 14. Yeah, I believe it was 14 that I read.
That girl was one of several women, more than several. I think it was more than five. I think it was like around six women who accused him of predatory behavior. And just, I would say, well, maybe not just as damning, you know, because asking a 14-year-old girl to send you nude pics or video is disgusting, illegal, and awful. But his ex-wife, Mandy Moore, also spoke out to the New York Times on the record against him. Holy moly, it's that was wild. That was wild. I am so afraid for my daughters and the future.
I'm afraid for your daughters and the future. How about that? It's creepy out there. It's a creepy, creepy world.
I already, at 3 years old, have told my daughter the conversation of, you know, nobody's supposed to or will touch you. Nobody can even look at you naked. Not even your brother, or you can't look at your, like, even that into detail I've already gone into. But when they get older, like, I don't know, 13 or 14, I'm going to take these girls to boxing classes and self-defense. Something like that. So they can kick butt. And when a guy does something inappropriate, they can know how to handle themselves.
Health and sex, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. Before you have a taste, know your prevention options. See why health and sex belong together. Visit healthysexuals.com.
On to lighter news. Last week, Jennifer Lopez dominated headlines for several days after her Grammys performance. And a lot of people were scratching their heads as to why J-Lo did that. We spoke about it on the podcast last week, but we've got now new information. She did it not just because she was asked to do it, and also because, hello, Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson, both who, I mean, Berry Gordy founded Motown and Smokey Robinson wrote most of the hits for Motown. They both approved of Jennifer Lopez's choice and her performance, but we just found out she's got a summer tour. So smart, I guess, of her to use it to promote the tour. Because really, we're living in a day and age where, well, not anything, because clearly what happened with Jussie Smollett, that's not going to be good for his career.
No.
But almost any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, it's hard to break through in 2019 with anything. You really got to rattle the cages, and she did, in a very positive, good way.
Because the people that did not like J-Lo's performance probably aren't going to go see her in concert anyways.
Yeah.
And the people that did like J-Lo's performance are going to go see her in concert. It's as simple as that.
You can't please everyone anymore. It's impossible. That's the world we live in. It doesn't even matter if it's outrage or feigned outrage. It's just, there's always going to be some sort of outrage over a song performance. Come on.
Yeah. Well, after the Grammys, and in a similar move, Cardi B dominated headlines too for a bit, for several reasons. A lot of people were giving her flack, saying that she did not deserve that Best Rap Album Grammy, and she got so much hate that she deleted her Instagram. But I knew there was more to it than that.
Yeah, of course.
And then she came back after 2 days and used it as an opportunity to let the world know that she had a new single coming out with Bruno Mars, which I thought was very clever marketing. She trolled everybody, basically.
Yeah, but when you can see it coming a mile away now, like I did, I went on my radio show on, I think it happened on Monday, I said, she'll be back by Thursday. Sure enough, Wednesday afternoon, she was back. It's like you can see this coming down the pipe.
But it still worked, and she still got headlines as a result of it.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, she's back, and whatevs. Haters gonna hate. She released a new song with Bruno Mars. Did you listen to it?
I play it every, like, hour. What are you talking about? On the radio, man.
Well, maybe radio's changed over the last 12 months, but radio used to not play a song right away.
Most stations play it every hour. I know we did.
That's cool. What did you think of the song?
I like it. I don't love it. I guess if I'm comparing it to the last song that they did together, this is more Cardi than Bruno, and I kind of like more Bruno than Cardi in my mix.
Well, it's her song, not his song.
But that's, so I'm just saying why I like the other one better. I don't like this one as much. It's not grabbing me as much as the other one did. But it's not bad. It's a very Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, something from the 80s. It's a throwback. It's not one of the best throwbacks I've heard, especially out of Bruno, for his part anyhow.
Well, I like it. I was expecting... Well, what I liked about it was it gave me something I was not expecting. I was expecting another bop, another like jam, up-tempo song from them. So I sort of appreciated that they didn't go for the same. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be a smash because it's going to be played on so many formats. So I think it'll be a big hit. And I do agree with you. You didn't mention this, but I am over the throwback thing from Bruno Mars. I love him, but his next album, I want it to sound contemporary.
Gotcha.
He's had two albums back to back now that have both been throwback albums.
I feel that. It's time to switch gears.
Yeah. I want him to produce 2020 sounding pop, 2021. Go futuristic, go whatever, or just sound current or timeless, even like an Adele album that's not like defined by a decade. I don't know. In more music related news, also, Katy Perry and Zedd released a song, and I love the music video. The music video was hot.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. The song I was not that hot about. Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
By the end of the second time, I thought it was pretty good. I got it by the third time. I'm not convinced it's a big hit. I like it. I don't think it's the greatest, but I don't think it's terrible. I just like it.
Well, I would like it even less. I like it even less than you. It feels very basic. And I didn't love Katie's vocals on it. You know, it's weird because the same rules... Well, there are no rules really when it comes to music, but I want to read the credits to that song. Like, oftentimes in a song, there's a vocal producer. I don't know if there was a vocal producer on this song.
I would say that was Zedd. I think he does all of that in the studio himself. I don't think there's somebody else. He's not the kind of guy that would hand that over, I don't believe.
But what I mean is, like, he probably isn't being very hard on her or very specific. Like, oh, try it this way, or I didn't like that take.
He's a buddy of mine, and I've talked to him about exactly this topic. And I said, what do you do when you bring in artists for a song? Because he's had so many people on songs, and you have to tell him no. And he said, well, I won't tell you who. He goes, but I just had a pretty A-level artist do a song for me. And he goes, then we had somebody else that wasn't known that did it. And the unknown person did it better. We had to push on the major artist. And he said, it's a tough call. He goes, I have to make that call myself. And I do. So he wouldn't give me the name. I was like, come on, dude, just tell me. I promise I won't tell anybody. But he said, yeah, it happens a lot. So it sounds like, you know, he cares about his artistic creativity or the artistic value of getting the song the way he wants it.
I like her voice. I just didn't like it on this song.
It's a little too in your face.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a little too in your face. As somebody's like a Halsey to me would have been cooler on this song. Mm. She released a new song with that new boyfriend of hers. It's very modern rocky. I'm not that into it.
It's very like late 90s, early 2000s, like Evanescence. It's produced that way, and it's definitely for rock. It's his song. It's not her. She's just on it.
Yeah. Well, more music-related news. Since our last podcast, it's being reported that Justin Bieber is receiving treatment for depression, but I see him out and about, so it's clearly not, or it wasn't, or maybe it was, or maybe he got treatment for a week or two. I don't know.
Well, treatment for depression just means you're seeing a therapist. That's an hour a day.
I wish Justin Bieber well. At least, you know, he's still with his wife, and he's still with his pastor. I saw him and both of them in New York City. I also saw him hitting up the gym. He went to some boxing UFC facility. So it's good that he's focusing on his health, and that's all I will say about that. Speaking of health and receiving treatment, Ronnie Ortiz Magro from Jersey Shore recently went to rehab for alcohol addiction. And what was interesting about the Bieber story is that when that story first broke, a lot of people on social media were skeptical that Bieber was receiving treatment for depression, because at first we thought that he was in an inpatient program, and then it turned out he was not in an inpatient program, or if he was, it was not a long-term one. And I believe that he was seeking help for depression. I don't think it was drug-related. I think he's past that stage. Ronnie Ortiz Magro from Jersey Shore saying it was just alcohol. That one I don't believe.
Okay. Okay.
That one I'm skeptical of.
Okay, that's fine.
But I'm glad that he focused on himself as well and has gotten better. What's bizarre to me, though, is that now that he's done with rehab, he is planning to move from Las Vegas, which on paper is probably a good thing for his sobriety, but that dysfunctional relationship that he was in with that baby mama of his, that woman lives in Vegas with his child. This dude is a reality TV star and makes a good living. I don't know. I would not want to live in a city other than the city that my child lives in. If you could live anywhere, wouldn't you want to live where your child lives?
I would imagine.
You know what? I think that Ronnie should call the psychic source.
Okay.
Because they may tell him if moving from Las Vegas is a good decision or not.
They could help out. Sure.
I know. Let me tell you, the psychic source is the best psychic hotline out there. They have 30 years of experience and over 300 carefully screened and highly experienced psychics. They're available 24 hours a day. They can do not just phone calls, but also video readings or online chats. And you can try it out for only 83 cents a minute. Your first 3 minutes are absolutely free, and you get your very own guide to psychic readings free. If you're not happy, they'll refund you and you can keep the guide. All you have to do is make sure you mention promo code Hilton to get the super discounted rate of only 83 cents a minute. Call 800-377-3188 or sign up at psychicsource.com. That's 800-377-3188. Use promo code Hilton or try it online at psychicsource.com. You know, one of the main reasons people call the psychic source is for relationship questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a whole bunch of relationship stories to get to, starting off with Miranda Lambert, who is, in my mind, problematic as fuck. She has repeatedly dated men that have been in relationships, and she just got married to a guy she met in only November. She knew him like 2 months and they got married.
Hmm.
That's gonna last. I don't know for sure if this dude was in a relationship with somebody else when she started dating him, but he did just have a baby who is 3 months old.
There's 12 months there. He could have knocked the girl up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. All I'm saying is he could have been with this other woman. There's a possibility.
There may be a pig out there that flies, too. There's a possibility of that.
She's not just a new wife. She's also a stepmom now. Congratulations to her.
Ooh, healthy sex is great sex. Before you get busy, get your health on. Know your status and prevention options.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy and sexual belong together. Find out how at healthysexuals.com.
In more couples news, according to reports, Lady Gaga and her fiancé, Christian, have called it quits.
Huh.
Not officially confirmed yet, though. Just being reported. So take that for what it is. Also, speaking of Lady Gaga, she pulled an Ariana and she got a tattoo that was done incorrectly. And then she made fun about it, saying, you know, that's what happens when you tequila and tattoo. She got some music symbol and she forgot how to do it correctly.
Which is funny because she reads music.
Yeah, she probably drew it out for the guy and then just did it wrong.
She was drunk and didn't realize it.
No. Well, happier couples news. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom got engaged. Congratulations to them. Did your girlfriend mention anything about Katy's engagement ring?
She pointed it out that it looked exactly like the last one. She showed me both of them.
Oh. Wait, I gotta see. Did it really? I heard
you haven't seen it? Oh, it's the exact same shape.
Miranda Kerr engagement ring.
The Katy Perry one is ugly. Oh my God, it's so ugly.
Well, it's a similar shape, but it's different.
I saw two pictures of them side to side online. They look the same.
Well, so do I. I'm looking at it side to side. First of all, Katie's is ruby and flower-like, and I would not say that the Miranda Kerr one was flower-like.
It's not a traditional rock sitting on a setting.
That's, yes, that's true, but it's not the same shape at all, no.
It's not exact, but it's in the same ballpark. I would have went something different, that's all.
It's not even in the same ballpark.
It's the same ballpark.
It's not.
Okay.
Do you need me to send it to you again?
She showed it to me. She's the one that brought it up. What? Like I brought it up? Like I was out there fishing to see what Miranda Kerr's ring looked like? That didn't happen. She showed me the two and said, look, boy, they look the same. That's what she said to me. All I went, huh, they did. And they're both ugly. That's what I said.
You're in agreement with a lot of people. I would say that the majority of folks online think it's an ugly ring.
Yeah.
The Katy one. I don't think it's, well...
For a wedding ring?
Well, that's, yeah, exactly. I think it's an ugly engagement ring, but it's a nice ring for any other occasion. But yeah, to me, it's an ugly engagement ring. More couples news. Black China is dating Soulja Boy. And some people care about that. So congrats. Also, Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, celebrated Valentine's Day at a bar in Sherman Oaks without Khloe Kardashian. And then this past weekend, he was seen clubbing in West Hollywood without Khloe Kardashian. And reports claim that the two of them have finally broken up. If I was her family, she's not married, so you can't really throw a divorce party, but I would throw a party for her anyways.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, goodness gracious. Also, Kanye West seems so insufferable to live with. I read this thing that Kim herself said that Kanye sometimes gives her notes on her makeup and does not like how she does her own makeup and will have a makeup artist come in and fix her makeup. That's just... She's got her own makeup line, A.
Right.
And not only that, but when she was a teenager, her late father, Robert Kardashian, sent her to cosmetology school.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. That's something I've said on the podcast before. I'm going to do too. Anyways, I've got some controversial news to get to. But first, 60 seconds, that's as long as this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes you to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. All that I have on my mind right now is ice cream cake.
I love ice cream cake.
Me
it's
too.
One of my favorites.
I just had some for my son's birthday, and I'm about to have some more when the podcast is over.
What do you want, cheat month?
No, I mean, I've been really good. It's just when I go away for the weekend.
You're home.
I know, but I'm back. I know I'm back, but I didn't get my meals delivered today.
Okay.
And it was my son's birthday.
But
nothing. I'm on track back.
Butt is what you're going to grow. A big one.
Tomorrow I'm back on it, yo. All right. An update on 21 Savage. The rapper has been released from custody from the ICE detention center that he was at. He gave an interview, and I, of course, watched that because I was wondering if he was going to go back to his British accent now that everybody knows. But no, he spoke like somebody from Atlanta. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there. In some wacky news, Bella Thorne, remember her?
Yeah, we haven't talked about her in a minute.
I know. I hope she's well. She's wanting more money. So this is a first, basically. She's giving tours of her house.
Uh-oh.
For $50 a pop.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's where she is now?
Yeah, that's weird.
She has terrible management. That's all I can say.
Yeah. On to more wacky news. Ja Rule says that he has plans for a Fyre Festival 2.0. If anybody is stupid enough to spend their money on that, I will have no sympathy for them, just like I have no sympathy for Rob Kardashian with his whole Black China drama, or with Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. On to happier news. I don't know how this will do. The Jonas Brothers...
Ah, yes.
Have announced they are reuniting, although not officially announced. It's being confirmed. It was basically leaked. You know how this shit always works. They leak shit and then it gets confirmed.
I think I heard it from someone, so I think it's happening.
Yeah. Well, don't say that. You might get in trouble.
Okay. I heard it from somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
In the business.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah. You bleep who you said it was from.
Okay.
In other Jonas related news, former friend and lover Demi Lovato has reportedly checked into rehab, though that has not been confirmed. So sending positive vibes her way if that is true. And speaking of Demi from The Bachelor, tell me about her.
She's done. She got done. The bounce. She's out.
Oh,
they bounced her ass. She's out.
She was real aggressive.
She was aggressive and she was good on the show, but she pulled this move last week where she needed more and he was like, adios. He couldn't take her. She's a pain in the ass. And all of them, now that they're leaving, they're like dropping a turd in the punch bowl before they leave. And they go up to Colton and they say, hey, Colton, there's some girls here that aren't here for the right reasons. And his head's starting to spin like, are some of these girls not here to get married? Because he really does.
Duh, obviously, all of them.
That's the show. It's like, hey, dummy, have you not seen the show before? But that's the crux of what's happening. And we're just kind of going through the girls right now. Nothing really big happened last week, except for Demi being off of the show. So just a little tiny update there on The Bachelor.
Poor Demi. All right, let's take some calls.
Hey, Booker. Hey, Perez. Just calling to say I love the show. Also, a few comments. One, Perez, you were hella hater about Ariana, and so Booker did tell you to give her a chance.
But
you forgot. And two, just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on the Jesse.
Well, you got those. All of them.
Hello. I did not listen to the Ariana album when Booker told me to.
You didn't even want to listen to it, as a matter of fact.
No.
And I kept telling you how good it was, and you're like, I'm not listening. I hate her. She sucks.
Yeah, so it wasn't you who got me to listen to her. It was her.
Okay.
If you would have gotten me to listen to her, I would have listened to it when you told me to.
I told you then, why don't you start listening to me? Isn't it clear enough from this show and the audience that I'm always right and you're always wrong?
No.
That's what I thought.
Only
what judges call.
I'm not going to say it. Whatever.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Tiffany. Booker, I just wanted to say that you were right when you said really knew or knows who Saint Vincent is or Dua Lipa. I'm still trying to get across both names, but I actually had to Google and I realized I honestly don't know them. So Booker, you were right. And Perez, not everybody necessarily knows them, and I honestly do not know them. I had to Google. Love you guys. Love the show. Bye.
It's an interesting accent. You think that was put on or real?
Of course it's real. Good.
Hell, I don't know.
Why are you going to put on that accent?
What was it then?
She, to me, is has parents from maybe the Caribbean, and she might have been born in the Caribbean but raised in Toronto. I don't know.
I would have went with like Norwegian or something, but all right.
Really? Oh, no.
Hey, guys. This is Britta from Arkansas. I was just calling to comment on Perez's throwback with Lady Gaga and how salty everyone was being about it. I mean, whether you're friends with someone or you're not friends with somebody, you are allowed to go and talk about a throwback, a memory, and you're allowed to talk about their talent. And also, how salty would it be if you just ignored her in general and also didn't, you know, did post about it on purpose, didn't talk about her on purpose? Now, that would be very salty. But you are not a salty bitch, and you're going to say how you feel, and you know you're not going to ignore someone and act like they aren't there just because
okay, got it. First of all, she's right. I agree with her about the first part. The second part, that you're not a salty bitch. I mean, what show are you listening to? I mean, he's the queen of the salty bitches.
No, I am not a salty bitch. I am a caramel salty, okay? I am that type of frozen yogurt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. But thanks for calling.
Hey, Prez and Booker. My name's Tracy, calling from Canada. Make this very quick. One, I'm not sure. I just listened to the podcast and you guys didn't talk about Ariana Grande making a comment on her Twitter about Cardi B winning and using the reference trash. I totally believe that Ariana is trash herself. Like, I can't believe she behaves the way she behaves at her age. And the other thing I wanted to comment about was, oh my God, on Brad Pitt going to Jennifer Aniston's birthday party. I had bronchitis and I was laying on my deathbed. And when I read that, it was like someone took those things to your chest and, you know, the electricity, and it pumped me up alive. I recovered within 30 minutes from bronchitis after reading that. I was so happy. And I'm with you, Perez. I hope I give them 10% that they might get back together. Here's hoping. Thanks so much.
0.0 going to happen.
You never know.
Yeah, you're right.
Stranger things have happened.
You are right. You are right about that. All right. 800-721-1185. Follow us on social media. Follow me, please, because my numbers are terrible. You people need to step up and help me out. Jesus. You got anything?
Oh, wait. Before you guys stop listening, if you like my show with Booker, you're going to love Shenanigans with Sheena Shea on Podcast One. Join everyone's favorite from Vanderpump Rules star as she shares juicy stories from behind the bar with amazing guests from Vanderpump and brings the bar to you. Check out Shenanigans with Sheena Shea every Tuesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thanks for listening. And
we have an announcement soon. Let's just leave it at that. Is that what you're getting at? Because we do have an announcement, right?
Yeah. Well, I could just say...
No, let's not. Let's save it. This is a little taste.
All right. Fine. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
Luxury is meant to be livable. Discover the new leather collection at Ashley with premium quality leather sofas, recliners, and more, all built to last. No matter how many spills, scuffs, or pet-related mishaps come its way, the leather collection at Ashley is made with the durability you need for the whole family. Shop the new leather collection at Ashley and find chairs starting at $499.99 and sofas at $599.99. Ashley, for the love of home.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.